This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Tonight, President Obama addresses the Democratic National Convention. But the delegates from Massachusetts have another race in mind as they return home tomorrow, the tight competition between U.S. Senator Scott Brown and his Democratic challenger, Elizabeth Warren. WBUR's Fred Tice spoke to Massachusetts delegates today about the challenges they see in their various parts of the state. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Sasha.
And Fred, I understand one of the delegates you spoke with was Congressman John Oliver. What did he tell you?
That's right, Sasha. I spoke to the congressman, and what he had to say was that he is going to be spending a lot of time campaigning for Warren in conservative parts of his district, mainly in Worcester County, the northern and eastern parts of that district, and then also the southern parts of the district. That is a part of the state that's becoming progressively Republican, and he wants to try to do something to make sure that he can at least close the gap for Warren, if not help her win in that part of the state, at least close the gap for her between her and Scott Brown. Here's what he had to say.
In Worcester County in particular, and I have about a quarter of Worcester County in my district, those communities in the north and western part and in the southern part of Worcester County, they have been trending over a period of a decade, maybe two decades. They've been trending conservative over that period of time. And that's going to be a particularly tough area for Elizabeth Warren.
Fred, did the congressman talk to you about the enthusiasm in general for Warren in his Western Massachusetts district?
Yes, he did. You know, he says he's noticed that there's been a lot of people who are very eager to campaign, but the Warren campaign has not been able to capitalize on the enthusiasm of those volunteers that have been showing up over the course of the last year or so that she has been in the race. And there's just not been the ability to organize those volunteers. And he told me that he hopes that that will change now that we're in the general election in earnest.
As you've talked to Massachusetts delegates, has there been any consistent theme in what they've told you about the state of the Warren campaign?
Yeah, there really has been, Sasha. I think overall people would say that she is a great candidate. They're impressed with how hard she works and with the way she's able to connect with voters in person. But there have been complaints that the campaign has not been able to take advantage of either the enthusiasm of the people who want to volunteer or, you know, organizing those volunteers in a proper way. And elected officials also complain about this. You know, they whether it be in Boston or in Worcester or in Western Massachusetts, there's a feeling that somehow people are ready to help, but the campaign, the Warren campaign in Boston, has not capitalized on this eagerness to help. And, of course, everyone is hoping that this is going to change. They would really like to defeat Scott Brown.
So Elizabeth Warren still has a lot of work cut out for her.
She sure does, Sasha.
That's WBUR's Fred Tice in Charlotte. Fred, safe travels home.
Thank you very much.